Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite mild today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly sunny. Haifa will see a few clouds, but nothing to worry about. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the IDF has confirmed the elimination of four Hamas commanders in an airstrike in the Shati area. This occurred yesterday. Also from Israel Hayom just in, U.S. President Donald Trump has launched what he calls the deadliest economic campaign in history against Iran, naming it Economic D-Day. Also this hour, I-24 News brings us findings from the IDF's investigation into five incidents where civilians were killed during the recent Gaza conflict. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that Hamas is attempting to regain its power at sea despite agreeing to the Trump plan. And finally, Axios reports that the Syrian foreign minister has criticized Israel, calling the recent bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase unjustified. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted 40 minutes ago that Trump emphasized his efforts to engage Iran in a deal. However, since they failed to respond, he announced a new wave of economic warfare. Eve Barlow, a journalist, criticized attempts to limit the free press in the UK. She argues it plays into the hands of Iran and other authoritarian regimes. Kanta Ahmed, a medical doctor and commentator, highlighted how pro-Iran Iraqi militias have undermined Iraq's interests by opposing Kurdish semi-autonomy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement, Walla reports that the airstrike in the Shati area targeted senior figures within Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion. This strike is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. It underscores the continued tension and instability in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran situation, Israel Hayom details how President Trump's economic D-Day aims to isolate Iran financially. This move marks a significant escalation in U.S. policy towards Iran and could have wide-ranging effects on regional stability and global markets. Meanwhile, I-24 News examined five incidents involving civilian casualties during the Gaza conflict. The IDF's findings highlight the challenges of urban warfare and the complexity of minimizing civilian impact. This remains a contentious issue internationally. Regarding Hamas's activities at sea, Israel Hayom reports that despite agreements, the group seeks to bolster its maritime capabilities. This development could complicate existing peace efforts and heightens the risk of maritime confrontations. And on the diplomatic front, Axios notes that Syria's foreign minister condemned Israel's recent airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase. The attack has strained relations among U.S.-aligned countries in the region, emphasizing the delicate balance of alliances. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports a breakthrough in cancer treatment. Moderna's personalized mRNA vaccine has shown promising results in delaying melanoma recurrence, boosting its stock significantly. Separately, Tech highlights insights from Akamai's senior director, Maxim Zavodchik. He stresses the importance of proactive research in cybersecurity to tackle emerging threats effectively. And finally, Globes covers a new partnership in the retail sector. Castro and Renoir are collaborating on the Anta Israel franchise, with Castro holding the majority share. This marks a significant expansion in the Israeli retail market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.